This week, Juice is trying to get banned from Disney World. I share my traumatic past about being excluded from drinking games, and we talk about what games we've been playing lately. It's dangerous. Oh, what's up, Air the Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some conversation sometimes about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about what video games we're playing this week.
And this week we are brought to you by our Patreon producer. Shout out and thank you to Mystery and the Bull.
Bow, 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 bow.
Nice.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I was girl bossing a little too close to the sun last week, but this week my schedule's kind of like fizzling out back to normal. I'm not sick anymore. So this is just my normal nasally voice. It's not the sick nasally voice. Gross. And, yeah, I've had a chill day today. I didn't do anything today. I've played video games. I made turkey burgers for lunch and I'm having tortellini for dinner.
Dang. Do you know what I learned today? Speaking of tortellini, one serving of pasta, 56 grams. Not just like however much fucking pasta you want to throw in the pot. So,
sorry.
Kind of important.
So can we go back ahead. Up?
Yep.
56 grams of pasta.
Of pasta.
For what?
A serving of pasta. That is what a like regular one serving of pasta is.
56 grams.
Correct.
Question.
Go ahead.
56 grams before or after it's cooked?
Before. Dry. Dry weight, 56 grams.
56 grams.
Okay, correct. Because what I do, and part of the reason I have such issues, well, I guess it's not causality here, but I have issues with portion control. If there's food in front of me, I will eat it until it's gone. So when I go and make pasta, I'm like, however much in the pot, that's fine. I'll just eat it. That's fine. And I do. And it's like 3 to 4 times the amount of pasta I'm supposed to eat.
Yeah,
so now I know. 56 grams.
But look at the size of you. You're like, it's you and I would have to eat different portions because like I'm but a wee lad and you're 6 foot, you know, 5'11".
But either way, the thing I'm having over here is that I'm eating too much. I'm eating way too much right now. And over the last like month and a half, I've easily gained 5 to 10 pounds of not good weight because I traveled a lot. I broke my gym routine. So it was a problem. Anyhow, 56 grams, one serving portion. So,
where's it go? Now I know. Mine goes to my legs first.
I typically don't notice until it hangs off my rib cage a little bit.
Rib cage.
Well, that's when I notice. It gets into my love handles, into my lower back. I don't know if it was just because they already existed, but stretch marks on my legs. And I was like, those got a little bit darker today, so I don't know if those are a problem. Anyhow, fighting the good fight. I've been in the gym 4 times this week, and I have hockey tonight, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's also, I was going to say, gym is a big part of it, but it's also food. Like, I kept losing weight when I started eating more, but I'm eating more good stuff versus eating more just, like, bread.
Yeah, so I'm trying to just be a little bit better about it. Like, I typically know when and where I'm in a good space with my food consumption and my gym and all of that good stuff. And I'm just nowhere near it and haven't been for a little while. So this week's been pretty decent just being able to be like, yeah, I've gone and I feel a little bit better and all that sort of stuff. But
oh my God, that's so good.
I wanted to back up to you being like, yeah, I'm just kind of getting back into my regular routine. You had one day off this week. You still need 2 days off.
Today.
Yeah. Today was the one day.
Thursday.
Thursday, you took a half day.
No, this Thursday coming up, I have no work.
Yeah.
My friend from my childhood friend, Krista, is coming down and we're going to go see The Lion King.
Okay. And then do you also have Sunday off?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you got 2 days off next week.
And Friday. I have nothing going on.
You have two.
And Friday. Yeah. Thursday, Friday. I have nothing.
So proud of you.
Yeah, no, I'm that's what I'm saying is like, because my normal schedule should be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday is the day I stream.
Right.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I have off. So it's like,
It has not been that forever, it feels like.
No.
It feels like you're like five, sometimes 6 days a week on schedule where you should be 4.
Yeah, it's honestly what it's come down to is that one of the gyms I work at has started to do a renovation.
Yeah.
And they've had me fill in a lot more because they want to be doing the renovation because they can't afford to hire other people to do it. So they have to do it. So then I fill in for the class while
they're. You don't want to hop in there on their renos? They don't trust you.
I do. I do. I go in between classes and help with the renovation. I've used a power tool.
Wow. Show me what that looked like.
And then you flick it and then you go near and you go out. Yeah.
Dead on?
Yeah, yeah. But you have to push on it so it gets, and if it goes, it means you got to reposition and get the hole right.
Yeah, you got to get the hole right.
You got to get the hole.
Very good. Proud of you. Look at you. Growth. Thank you. Look at all these new experiences in your day.
I know, my boy.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you have majority straight male friends at gyms.
Excuse me? Majority? You have other straight male friends?
Not like you.
Okay.
Not like you.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
But they happen to be of the heterosexual.
Yeah.
But not like you.
For additional context, it comes up occasionally if I mention another drag queen that Juice is like, hold on one second. What do you mean? What's going on here? So there was a drag show that was themed around video games that happened last Friday or maybe the Friday before. And I mentioned it to you and you were like, hold on one second here. And we played it off. And then the day of, I ended up canceling for unrelated reasons. But I sent you some message that said, you got your wish. As you have requested, I'm no longer going to the drag show tonight.
And honestly, I was like, good.
Sick.
Sick. I'm not upset.
Sick. Yeah.
I don't know. I get weird like that. I get possessive.
That's fine.
Yeah. Strange.
We talk about it. We're honest about it. We got good lines of communication about it.
I think if I know, it makes it better.
Okay, it's good.
If I denied it, it would be worse.
Sure.
If I was like, I'm not, I don't get like that. And then went to a drag show and I'd be like, why the fuck are you at a drag show? You know? Then I would be like, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot to unpack there, but that's fine.
I know. I really should unpack that. I don't know why I feel that way.
It hasn't really had a negative impact on a relationship because usually if anything happens and you're like, wait, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
sometimes I'm like, don't worry. No one like you, boo.
Yeah. And like what I just did. Yeah. Yeah. But something, I don't know. But I also like, I never even go to drag shows anymore. I think the last time I went to like a, oh God, that I wasn't in. Mm. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I do. The finale of Canada's Drag Race.
Oh my God, yeah. Technically, I was in it though.
You hosted it, yeah.
Technically hosted the pre-show, technically. Yes.
Pretty cool that showed up in a drag show, not in drag.
Yeah, it feels like going to work though. It's like going... Still? Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. Going to a drag show feels like going to work. Because you know how it all works. Like, you know the behind the scenes, you know like... You don't want to be in the audience. You want to be in the dressing room with the girls because that feels more comfortable. Like the audience doesn't feel as comfortable. You want to be able to use the bathroom that not everybody else uses. Like
you want to feel special.
You want to feel special, but you also like, you're like, it's like when you go to work, you're like, oh, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to go in the back room and eat my lunch. You know,
I'm not
like
going with the pleb, not with the plebs.
Not that with the plebs. Like I'm going to go do that. Cause this is my space, you know? So it's just like, I don't know, but it's weird with drag shows. Cause it's just like, you are a hired contractor. So it's like technically not your workplace.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, but I've worked here before. Like when I go to Woody's, I'm still like, I still say things like if they don't let me in, I'm like, I work here sometimes. Once every 4 years. So it's just so...
Why wouldn't they let you in?
There's been times where they haven't let me back in because it's been too full or something.
Oh, okay.
And you have to... I never do this.
So you lie?
No, I never do this. But the people that I'm with will then call someone to get us to take us in. And I would never do that because I think that that is very uncomfortable. I will just go to another bar. But they do it. And it gets us in. And I am just because I'm benefiting from these things does not still not make it uncomfortable for me.
Sure.
So I won't do it, but they can. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate bar culture.
No,
it's such a pain in the ass. Like standing in line to get into a loud, crowded bar.
Awful.
Is my third ring of hell. Like it's terrible. I just
the idea of standing in any line, truly.
Lines suck.
Yeah, any line. I see a line and I'm like, I don't know, guys.
Number one deterrent for me going to an amusement park
Lines.
Money. Number two is lines, though, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And they changed the disability pass at Disneyland.
Yeah. Because why? Why did they change it?
You used to be able to, there, it used to be a lot broader. So like if you had like Crohn's or anything, like you could get a disability pass and then like you go up and you, you would say like, hey, this is my disability pass. I can't wait in lines. And they'd be like, cool, come back at this time. You'd be like, sick, bro. And now it's like changed. And now like a lot of people can't get it. I only say this because I usually only go to Disney with one person who does get a disability pass. And once again, I benefit from it. So I'm not going to.
Your privilege is unending.
Unending. And she's great at Disney and she gets me to skip the line. So we have a great time together. It is a nice mutually beneficial party.
Is it 80% of the reason you guys are friends?
No, we were friends before that.
Okay. Before they got all fucked up.
No, they've always been all fucked up. Oh my God, Jackson. Oh my God. First of all,
I'd like to apologize for my previous comment.
She's allergic to the sun. That's it.
That's pretty fucked up if we're being honest.
Yeah, she's allergic to the sun. So it was it was before she was allergic to the sun, I guess.
And when I started saying all fucked up, it was kind of me referring to you and your IBS. But I realized partway through.
Before she couldn't wait in line because she'd shit her pants.
Yeah, but halfway through, I think, or maybe not even until I had finished, I realized we weren't talking about you. I thought you were talking about yourself in the second person of no, like,
thought I was talking
yeah,
about
and she can't. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's you.
No,
but now I understand.
No, I'm actually talking about a real person.
Now you have another friend who I feel really badly that I just referred to them as all fucked up.
Formal apology time.
So I'd like to start my three-part apology by saying, I think you're a wonderful person. I've never met you, but wonderful person.
But yeah, so the lines now are just like a lot harder. And the fast pass is weird. And you can only like, Disney's so weird with their fast passes. You can like sign up for one, but you can't sign up for another one until you've done the one. And then you have to like pay extra for like another one, like a high, like a big, big ride. You have to pay extra for that one if you want to skip the line.
You know
it's
why?
So weird. Why?
Capitalism. Because
they can't.
It's capitalism. I was super mad about it. I was talking to a friend about Moana 2. Because they were
I
watched Moana
tonight.
Oh, do you want me to fuck it up for you, or maybe tell you not to watch it?
Is it bad?
It's fine, but it's clear that they started it as a series because that's when they initially started developing it. It was going to be a Disney Plus series, and then they're like, "Well, Disney Plus isn't making us the amount of money that we need, so we're going to pivot, and now it's going to be a movie." So there's just some, like, if you really look at it through that lens with that knowledge, you're like, oh, I can kind of see the DNA of that transition here. And there's a little bit of clunkiness to it. Still a fun movie. But there's a little bit of clunkiness to it. And I won't say more until you see it. But that's just, like, capitalism ruining art. They had a cool idea for a series. And then they were like, no, it's not going to make enough money. Go change it so it makes more money. And you ruined art.
Now, I need to know your thoughts. Have you seen the Lilo and Stitch preview?
I've only seen like screenshots and small moments here and there.
Now, what are your thoughts on them taking away Pleakley's cunty little Bob?
I don't know who Pleakley is, so.
Pleakley is the alien that's always in drag.
I should go back and rewatch Lilo and Stitch. I have no memory of this.
So Pleakley was there's two aliens. Pleakley is the skinny one with the one eye. And his disguise was always him in a little sundress and a cunty little Bob. And so, like, that's what made him come. And he would, like, look at himself in the mirror and, like, play with his little hair like he was in drag. So in the new movie, the live action, the only time we get to see Pleakley is he's in a hologram human version. And then they turns off the human version into Pleakley, but he's just like a man. And so all these people are like, where is Pleakley's cunty little Bob?
But this is also just a trailer, correct?
It is, but also, like, that is, I don't know. If they got rid of Pleakley's cunty Bob and sundress, and they straight washed him, I'm upset.
Yeah, remember how we talked a couple weeks ago about how Shrek went through changes and the world got really angry, and it's like, everyone just needs to take a breath?
I think that's different. I think you taking a queer-coded character and making him seem more heterosexual and palpable
that's good. I'm not saying that's acceptable. What I'm saying is this was just a small snippet in the movie. Small snippet in the trailer. He could be in the movie just blowing dudes. You know what I mean?
Wow.
They could have leaned into it even more, but just in the trailer, you know what I mean? Like, let's not put the cart before the horse here.
Blowing.
He could be out there just skiing, you know?
Wow.
There could be a whole scene in a bathhouse. Lilo and Stitch meets Steamworks.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, we just wait. That's all I'm saying.
I thought I would take it there, but you know what? I'm proud.
I'm just here. I'm just saying it, you know?
You're saying what we're all thinking.
I'm saying what we're all thinking. Just wait. Wait till he's got a mouthful in the movie, and then everyone's going to be like, vindicated! We never should have been upset!
Wow, Bukkake with Pleakley. Bam, bam, bam. Nice. Yeah. Okay, so, good. No, I feel
saying,
better.
Let's wait. Let's just wait. Yeah. And then, Juice, when the movie comes out, if you're upset and they straight wash him, I'll go to war with you. Let's go.
Thank you. My king.
I'll show up to movie theaters holding a sign. Let's go pick it at Disney World. That's great.
No, 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 no. I'm still trying to get into gay days.
Yeah, you're trying not to get kicked out of Disney World. Yeah, would that be the biggest heartbreak you could endure in your life is getting banned from Disney parks?
No, I think that would be cunty.
Oh, but you love it so much.
Yeah, but like how cunty is that to be like, I'm banned from Disney World? Like, what a great story.
I just feel like that's another one that needs additional context because it could be so many things. Like, but imagine, you sell drugs to kids in the park? Here, like,
imagine my two truths and a lie.
Okay.
I have a nipple made out of pigskin. I'm banned from Disney World and I'm a natural ginger. Which one is the lie? You know?
Is it ginger? You're not a ginger?
I'm not a ginger.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm banned from Disney.
This part is ginger when it grows up. Anyways, I'm banned from Disney World and a pig nipple? Come on. I'd be so interesting.
Okay. What's mine? Mine's usually I was a professional athlete for 9 years. I only have 9 fully functional fingers.
And the lie.
I like Juice.
Wow.
Got him. Because I don't like you, Juice. Love you.
Nice.
Got out of that one.
Nice.
So okay, we'll work to get you banned from Disney, and okay, we'll just have to PR spin it. So it's like I got banned from Disney for right away. You know what I mean?
Let's not work at it.
I got banned from Disney. I'm gonna start a whole internet campaign. We're gonna put it out there. Juice declares war on Disney.
I don't know.
We'll get
about that. Let's just let it happen organically if it does happen.
I want to help you reach your goals. You know what I mean? I really want to help you reach your goals. Here's
my thing. I'm not even going to the States unless I desperately need to at this moment.
Yeah. I'm in a spot. I'm in a pickle, Juice. You tell me what you think I should do. Mm. I have an opportunity for a largely paid trip to Hawaii, but I have to go to America and I have to spend time with my family.
Also, Hawaii is American.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would have to go to America because I'd be going into Hawaii. So that's my reservation.
Here's my thing with Hawaii. The indigenous people of Hawaii have asked tourists to stop coming. So my whole thing is just like, if you don't need to go, don't go. Right. But also paid trip, hot weather, relaxing. But fight also that depression. Fight the depression. But then also family can
adds
be stressful.
To the depression.
Also... The tourism in happening in Hawaii is slowly destroying the islands and hurting. Yeah. I guess there's so much tourism in Hawaii that it's like slowly hurting the indigenous people and like the pollution on the islands and stuff. I'm sure there's some good happening, but I know that there's a whole thing about like how like indigenous Hawaiians are like, can you please stop coming here? Like it is not good.
I might still go.
That's fine. This is a very controversial episode.
I'm going to cut this whole thing. This episode's going to be 5 minutes long.
I know so much. You have to cut the fucked up thing. You have to cut this thing out. I'm sorry. I'm setting you up.
I'm not going to cut the thing where I called your friend fucked up. I stand by it.
Fair.
Because I thought I was calling you fucked up. It was an honest mistake.
Fair.
Yeah. Have you ever played ping pong? Changing gears here. Segue.
I have played ping pong.
Are you a good ping ponger?
No.
Oh, okay. I played on Friday and it just made me really happy. And I was like,
that you were good at it. Were you good at it?
I want more ping pong. Well, we didn't play to give, we didn't give a shit playing ping pong. Like we literally ran in circles around the table, just hitting the ball, at each other. And like, there was just a lot of laughter and fun. But I used to play growing up. And then, when I was in like university and I started dating the woman that I eventually joined tour for, I forgot about this until this exact moment.
Oh my God.
She had actually won like a regional ping pong tournament, like for school, for like, it would have been, I guess, OFSA for us, right? In Ontario. Shout out to any Ontarians who know Afsa. But yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good at ping pong. And then we started dating and she didn't tell me. And then we played ping pong. She's like, oh yeah, I'm a champion. And I went, fuck. So now I just want to play ping pong more. So
when you play ping pong, do you play it like tennis players? And when you hit the ping pong ball, do you go,
No.
Isn't also, that how they do it?
That's not everyone. That's just a handful of people. Yeah. Not surprising to me that the only thing you know about that sport would be that exact thing. But no, that's not everybody. And no, that's not how I play ping pong, to answer your question.
I just picture you playing.
Will I start? Still no.
I don't know. It might be funny. my God. But yeah, no, I have not played ping pong. Beer pong. Yeah.
I'm really good at beer pong. Never drank. Really good at
beer
pong.
Wow. Yeah. Me too.
So what I typically did.
What would you do?
I was genuinely very good at beer pong.
So you get your friends drunk?
So either I would play with a group that didn't give a shit and they're like, whatever, you don't have to drink, just play and have fun with us. Or if there were people that were uppity, I would just pick a partner that would drink twice. Oh, but it was fine because we wouldn't lose.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sneaky as shit.
Do you know what I was really good at?
Tell me. Flip cup.
Yeah.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
So flip cup to me, no appeal. No appeal to flip
lots
cup. To me, it's just appeal. Like, it's just so short burst. I mean, to be fair, it's very CrossFit, where it's like you've got a line of seven people that all really celebrate your wins. And I'm like, I don't need that. But for me, it's like I played it once, I think, because again.
Wait, line of seven people.
Flip cup. Yeah, usually it was like a team thing. You go down the line, everyone drinks, flips, and the next person goes, and it's a race down the line.
Oh, fuck, dude. I had a problem. I just
would you just play 1v1? Or are you just playing this by yourself? You're just in a basement. I'm so good at flip cup. Drink alone, and you're looking around. You're like,
no, I'd 1v1 it. I'd 1v1 it. So it would be me versus one person. We would chug, flip.
So not even like a social or camaraderie experience, just you and one other dude.
No, well, mostly women.
Using dude gender neutrally, but yes.
Sorry, yes. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, you're my first straight... you're not my first straight male friend, but you're one of very few.
I didn't want to be first anyways, because like, I want you to have practice, you know? Yeah. I want you to come into this relationship a little more experienced, so I don't want to be your first.
You don't want me to fetishize you?
Yes. Yeah, I don't want you to be working out the kinks, so to speak, you know?
No. Well,
hit the ground running.
Hit the ground running. Just go. Yeah.
But yeah, flip cup never appealed to me. I literally tried it once. So when I was in high school, I would go to parties. I would bring 1 to 2 liters of chocolate milk in a little plastic jug. Well, it's not mixed with alcohol. I'm just drinking chocolate milk.
That's a lot. 2 liters of milk in a night?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Like one cup, I'd be like, whatever. Yeah. 2 liters of chocolate milk. Let's go out and have fun.
Maybe it was, no, it was only 1 liter because it was 2 500 milliliter half jugs.
You're not.
And I didn't always finish them. I didn't always finish them. Either way, that was what I brought to parties. I became, that was my reputation. I was the chocolate milk guy. Sometimes I would just, you know, be able to drink that. So flip cup, they were like, firstly, let me say this. By not drinking, did I ever get excluded from shit? Didn't get invited to things. Was actively told I can't participate in things. It was really shitty. Because I was hot as hell. You know what I mean? Like, people should want to be my friend. Not this. So I played Flip Cup one time.
You're on with fire today.
I exercise, which brings me a really specific energy when I'm done.
Okay.
So I played Flip Cup one time. Had no idea what I was doing. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I flipped it and it went like 7 times in the sky. And I was like, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. Let my team down. Okay. I didn't get invited to their party next time.
It's just like a gentle tap. You just gotta
tap it in.
Just like an up into the front, you know? Just
tap it in.
Tap it in. Tap. What other drinking games would I do? Kings. Ooh.
Is that the one with the cards and everyone had a rule?
Yeah.
How beholden to rules were you when you were playing drinking games? Because like my core group of friends, drama kids, just messing around, good at improv, yes and everything, would set up general rules and then just have a good time with it. But sometimes we would go to parties at other people's place. Holy shit, did they ever take their rules seriously? Like it was life and death in the trenches.
No, we were drama kids. So we were pretty like, as long as we could continue drinking, we were fine.
Yeah.
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 So like we were, and a lot of the times we would like, and me who had a bit of a problem, I would just, if I didn't, if someone else would have to drink, and then I'd be like, oh, me too, you know, like, yeah, no, we didn't really care about rules. Now in my day life, do you know what somebody said about me at work?
What did they say? I'll kill him.
Somebody came up to, one of my clients came up to me and said, oh yeah, this person said you actually are really particular. And I was like,
you're upset about that?
Yeah.
So you're not particular.
Hearing it from someone else is rude. Particular? Agreed. That's the word you fucking use for me? I will kill you. Particular. I'm sorry. Just because I like rules. I'm a Virgo. Get over it. You don't like rules? Sorry. Particular? Are you kidding me?
There are so many worse things for someone to be called. If someone came to me like, you're particular, I'm like, okay, I'm specific.
I was so insulted. I was so insulted. I was like, particular.
That one's going right into my back pocket to use.
I don't know why. I was like, yeah, you're really particular. Like, you won't budge, eh? Get fucked.
I'm going to bring this out when I need it most.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
This is going to be my super, this is my self-destruct code.
particular and a boosh. One time I was, one time a very long time ago, I was getting in a fight with someone who doesn't know a lot about like queer culture and stuff. And this was back at the peak of like Bi Felicia. Remember Bi Felicia?
Yeah.
And they said that to me when we were kind of like in a bit of an argument, and I was holding a mason jar cup, and it took everything in me to not throw it at them.
Right.
And then I had to sit them down and be like, that was so fucking rude that I almost killed you. And they were like, oh, is that not a good thing to say to someone? And I was like, say it again and I will smash this mason jar on your head.
Nice of you to give them a warning. You
know? I did. I nice think I was very nice about it, you know? Yeah. And I've grown. I have therapy. I'm not going to smash a mason jar on someone else's head again.
What's ironic is you were probably much more well-equipped now physically, but mentally and emotionally, far less likely to get into an altercation.
If I had the strength that I have now with the mental illness that I had then, I would have gotten in way more fights.
Dangerous combo.
Bad. Yeah. Now, I just want to be a happy little himbo. You know, that's all I want.
That's it.
That's all I want.
That's it.
Yeah. Although somebody called me messy the other day. They said I was a messy queen. And I was like, you know what? Fair.
Oh, okay. That was your response. I thought that we were just going to take a list of adjectives that set you off. It's like,
no, they like
call me sideways.
They listed all of the queens that I fought with, and I was just like, yeah, fair.
Point made. Case made. Correct.
I fought with a lot of girls, but my thing is I just feel like I don't have a very big filter, and I say what's on my mind, and sometimes people don't like that, and I think that's fair.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But look at you now, growing, learning.
Yeah, I should get back to therapy.
Wait. When's the last time you went to therapy?
My therapist dumped me.
Oh, yeah. Your therapist broke up with you.
My therapist broke up with me.
So it's been months. Oh, it explains so much.
Months. She said I didn't need it, but she lied.
Do you think she just didn't want to see you anymore?
Yes, I think she was annoyed.
Really? You got that vibe? Or is that one of the complexes, one of the many complexes?
We'll find out.
Hopefully we do. Hopefully you go and find someone.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'll ask her. I'll be like, my other one dumped me.
And you're like, I have abandonment issues created by my last therapist.
Fix me. Anyways,
speaking of what you're up to lately, I want to talk about what games we've been playing lately, because you've had some more time to play some games.
Yeah.
I've been playing some things that I think I've told you little to nothing about, so I'm pretty excited about it. So I figured we just talk about what we've been playing today. Is that cool with you?
Yes. And with that being said, I'm about to talk about a game that you and I are both playing right now.
Before we do.
Please.
Before we dive into everything, I want to remind everybody about the Patreon. Over on patreon.com/itdangerpod, you can go and support the podcast and find a whole sleuth, not the right word, but I'm going to use it, of different additional content types. You can get the episodes a day before the rest of the world. You can get them fully in video form. You can also get monthly cameo style videos from myself, myself and Juice, or you could go all the way to the top and become a Patreon producer like Mysterio and the Bull are. Thank you again to everybody who supported us this far. Hey, Juice, what you been playing lately?
I have been playing, spoiler alerts. I have been playing The Last of Us 2.
Yeah. Spoilers for the first 3 hours.
First 3 hours of the game. Okay. Which are the most traumatic.
And everybody's, I mean, this game's been out for 5 years and most people are pretty aware of those spoilers. Go ahead.
Okay. So Abby and the golf club. Yeah. What the fuck? Like, I had gotten hints that this was a thing, but I didn't know how it happened. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know if it was like an accident. I didn't know if it was like a misunderstanding. No. It was very much on purpose and mm-hmm. it was very targeted and mm-hmm. very aggressive.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you called me. You called me and just went, with a golf club? And oh. Went, oh, yeah. I thought I'd get a call from you at this point.
Oh, my God. It was so aggressive. And, like, I understand that Abby got a lot of hate because of misogyny and incels. But also, I hate her, too, now.
She's a villain. But so there's a dividing line. You hate her because she's a villain and because of the actions that the character took.
So she is a villain. Other people...
I mean, in that scenario, I've only played a couple more hours than you, so I'm actually not 100% sure. This is a game that I'm playing in my weekday streams, Tuesdays and Thursdays, usually. So I'm probably about 5 hours in at this point, and like really enjoying it. I'm glad it's kind of hooked me back in, because the first game was one of my favorites of all time. But I, as far as I'm aware, like, that's a pretty villainous move. So you hate her because of that action. Other people hated her because it was a woman, and they killed a man. And they wanted to play as the man, and it's the woman, and then the game's woke, and blah, 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 blah.
Internet. Oh, yeah, that's my other thing. It's not the game. Well, I mean, the game's pretty queer-coded. Like, it's very gay. Like, and I'm trying to do a lot of, like, so I do a lot of collecting because I get scared of the zombies.
So you walk around and look for all the stuff.
So I walk around and look for all the stuff because it gives me a break. So I get to do, I do a lot of collecting. But that helps me in the game because I get a lot more ammo, and I get a lot more hints of things, and I do, like, the side stuff. But with that being said, like, a lot of the letters are like, some of them are like be about like coming out or like queerness or stuff. Yeah. I've seen this a few, I think like one or two, so far, but, and then the main character is a lesbian,
lesbian,
and her girlfriend is on a trip with her.
Maybe a situationship. We don't want to put labels on it. You know what I mean?
No, they're dating.
They'd only just started the first scene of the
how
movie.
How far are you? Wait, I'm going to tell you how far I am.
I'm far.
And then you're going to... I'm going to tell you where I am in the story.
Well, if you ruin something for me by telling me where you are in the story, I'm going to come through the internet and kick you in the neck.
I think you're farther.
Okay.
Are you in Seattle?
I'm just telling you.
Are you in Seattle?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen... Who have you seen? How many people have you seen?
Some?
Have you seen Abby yet?
In Seattle?
Yeah.
No.
Me either.
Okay.
And we've talked about the horse.
Yeah. How far after the horse are you?
I would say an hour.
Okay. Then yes, I'm further than you.
Okay.
Okay. So tell me what's going on. Where? What evidence in that time do you think?
I went to the news station. I just went to the news station.
I don't think I'm there yet. I think I'm on my way there.
Oh my God. I'm further than you.
I did a bunch of shit. But no, because the game literally begins and the opening scenes are like, yeah, we got drunk and kissed last night for the first time. Like, they've been dating for like 3 days total.
Jackson, there's time passes as they leave Seattle. We go from winter to spring.
What do you mean? We're not in spring yet.
Jackson, if you're in Seattle, there's grass everywhere.
Yeah, you were in the mountains. You come down out of the mountains to go into the city. It's not you go through the entire journey. There's not just like a moment where they're like, and a bunch of months passed, like she's still bruised up from being beaten 3 days earlier.
Do you read her diary?
Do I read her diary?
Yeah, it's one of the things you do. You read her diary.
No, I don't read her diary. Oh, there's no like time passage. There's no like 3 weeks later. Right? So, order of events.
Is this us getting deep into the semantics of the two characters' relationship right now?
Yeah, it's important. They're a situationship.
Okay, fine. I'm going to let you have this one.
Thank you.
No worries. But with that being said, before I move on to the how excellent the game is, Justice for Sparkle.
Is that the name? Did you name the horse that?
No, that is the name of the horse.
Oh, okay. Because I, since I'm streaming, there's like at most 80% focus that I have on the story.
That's why I cannot play on stream. I have
so
to
as
play.
We were going, I was like, what? Does this horse have a name? Do we need to name it?
Sparkle.
Sparkle. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, can I use my one Google?
You can use your one Google. Just be aware that that's the one and only. And the punishment, I haven't figured it out yet, but.
Oh, Shimmer.
Oh, you know what? That rings a bell because every time they were like, yeah, Shimmer. I was like, that's a stripper name. That's a stripper horse. This horse had a whole other life prior to the apocalypse dancing on stage. Sex work Shimmer. Is real work.
So, sex work is real work. Yeah. Yeah. And Shimmer. Oh, my God.
She have her own wiki page?
Shimmer was their horse. How long was... Oh, never mind. I thought Shimmer was the horse from the first game.
That would have been cool.
I would have been I would have been so upset.
Right.
I'm so upset about Shimmer. That was awful.
It was a lot. Yeah. That was a jaw drop moment. So they killed the horse.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't think that we said it outright, but yeah.
Shot in the head.
Yeah. Gnarly.
Are you kidding me?
Gnarly. Hit with an explosion first.
Which broke her leg.
Put it down.
They eventually set off a trap that crippled Shimmer, breaking her leg. Ellie was forced to watch as the Washington Liberal Front soldier shot Shimmer in the head.
Yeah.
I was so mad. Heartbreak. I had to take a break.
I bet.
Yeah. I bet. And everybody I've talked to says it's one of the best games that they played and that you will cry almost every single time you play it. I don't cry. Mm-hmm. I just gasp loudly. Yeah. It's very upsetting, but it's great. But anyways, it's a beautiful game. It's very
stunningly
beautiful. Ugh, gameplay so is the exact same as the first one, but even better. I still use the accessibility tools because I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Mm-hmm. You use it to find all your loot?
Yeah, it like quick picks up all your loot. And I use the share and I use the auto headlock for the shooting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just...
Listen,
I'm not trying to.
It is a narratively driven game.
I want to see
all
narrative.
Of the games. It's like, cool. Yes, I'll be honest, like, loving the game so far. Love the first one. It's not doing a ton of revolutionary things from a combat perspective. And honestly, sometimes the controls are very clunky in terms of like, I want to take cover behind this thing and you kind of don't lock to it. And your companion just kind of like wanders around like this when I'm like, I'm trying to hide. And you're just like chest up. Proudly walking in the open. Can you not do that?
So yeah,
like
again,
from a game's perspective, sometimes. It's not like it's not groundbreaking. It's not super polished. Again, the biggest draw, again, don't get me wrong, it's not bad, but the biggest draw is the story. So if what you're trying to do is and be able to enjoy the story in a more direct way, once you're done being scared by the clickers and collecting all of the loot, then like power to you.
Also cinematically.
Stunning, right?
Beautiful. Oh my God. I can't wait to see how it plays.
I'm trying to remember if like the first Last of Us was one of the first Last of Us was one of the first games where it's like you're in a cutscene and you get control and the transition is so seamless because of just how stunning the actual main part of the game is.
Yeah.
But it's already happened a couple of times in the 4 or 5 hours that I've played.
Yeah, but it is more seamless than I find even God of War.
Yeah. I haven't played the second God of War yet. I'm trying to finish my current game, which I'll talk about in a minute. God of War is on my pile, but I really want to play Horizon Forbidden West. Because First game was one of my favorite games.
Wasn't a fan.
Yeah, I don't think it's your style of game.
No.
Go out into a world, do anything anywhere, chase adventure, clear points on a map. I don't think you've listed a single game that I would have been like, yeah. That connects for you.
No, I like Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild does that.
Yeah, I suppose Breath of the Wild does that, but I think and you also have Kingdom. a nostalgic tie to Zelda, though, right?
Fair. Yeah, and I also fall in and out of love with that game, too.
Yeah.
I can only play it when I'm really in the mood. But with that being said, what are you playing as well?
So I've been playing a game called Metaphor Refantasio. I've been playing The Last of Us on stream, but this has been my personal game since, like... I'm trying to remember when this game came out, but it came out with like a 4 to 6 hour demo. What are you doing? You don't get two Googles.
What are you going to do? Spank me?
Oh my God. I'm going to. Yeah. Not in a fun way either.
Yeah, you're going to hit me hard.
I'm going to cause you pain.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to make you make you regret your decisions.
Oh, you're going to make me regret my decision, Daddy? You're going to spank me? This isn't going the way you planned.
No, it's going exactly the way I anticipated.
This is the game you're playing?
Yeah. So it is a... it's a Japanese RPG, and like one of the truest senses of the word, you are collecting characters in your party, you are fighting, you are wandering through. There are nights where I play this game for about an hour and I don't do anything other than navigate dialogue choices. Like, it is the most deep story that I have ever committed to in a video game and stuck with. This is wow. not the style of game that I typically enjoy. This is like a Final Fantasy-esque experience with even more dialogue and story focus. And I've never been able to finish a Final Fantasy game. I always fall off it. But this game, I've been
turn-based
playing...
Turn-based combat?
Pardon me?
Turn-based?
Yes. Yeah. I've been playing for somewhere between 50 and 60 hours. Some of that was probably me wandering away with the console still on. But between 50 and 60 hours... And the game has fake ended twice now, where no. it's like, yeah, chase the main villain, killed him, psych, not dead. Fuck, okay. Carry on, 10 hours later, prepare for your final showdown with the boss. Surprise, it's not the final showdown. So I've been playing this game for like 60 hours. I really want to finish it.
What if it's a game that just never ends?
It's not. I know it's not. But the reason that I kind of want to talk about it is the themes in this is all around an election, finding power and being elected based on might and force versus wanting genuine good for everybody. Mm-hmm. There is a villain who is very clearly trying to support only the upper echelon of society and will cast aside the rest of them. And all of these themes are so real life right now. It's astounding. It is staggering. It's like there's fantasy races and there's so much racism within them. And it's being supported by certain ones. The church is involved as one of the front runners for this election. They are incredibly corrupt and only have their own things in mind. They have a revisionist history. And I'm like, holy shit, these themes just... align with real life in a frightening way, like in a way that is genuinely overwhelming, where sometimes playing this I'm uncomfortable because I'm like, oh, there's no way that exists in our world. We're playing a game. And then I'm like, oh, no, this is happening in our world right now. And it is astounding. So from the storyline, it's genuinely to a perspective of, hey, I play games to escape. And sometimes it's just not giving me that escapism because it's so reflective of this point in time. Now, I don't think that they did this intentionally. You start developing this style of game 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So there's no way that they started developing this game being like, yo, there's going to be political strife in America that we should capitalize on. Like, it's a Japanese developer that would have started this game many years ago. So it's just kind of, I think, one of those weird coincidences, like when Animal Crossing released as a worldwide pandemic was happening. And you're like, oh shit, this is aligned with current events in a way that's really important and kind of a fluke.
I remember showing Mr. Box being like, look at my tiny house in my yeah. village and what yeah. I made. Yeah. And he's like, see how you clean that house? Could you clean this house? And I would go, no. also, I just looked up the gameplay hours.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
No, keep it away from me. Because I just keep in my heart believing, like, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm okay. almost done. But that was also part of the reason I wanted to talk is, like, we've talked about how much a game should cost. But just in terms of, like, how long, and we've touched it in passing, but how long is the right experience of game for you? For me, being in the 60-hour marker of this game, way too fucking long. Way too long. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying my experience. I'm having a good time. But I want to finish a game in 20, maybe 25 hours. And then, like, let me go and run around and do side stuff after that. But, like, 60 hours is way too long to be committed to one single game. I'm annoyed by it.
Yeah, 60 hours is a lot.
I'm annoyed.
Like, I found out that the... Oh, sorry. No, I can't say that. I don't want to spoil anything.
For what?
Last of Us.
Okay. No secrets. Secrets. Keep them secret.
I found out gameplay hour for it.
Understood. Yeah. Actually, that one's important. Can you tell me that?
So somebody, a friend of mine said, he's like, oh, I just finished it. It's about 30 hours of gameplay. And I almost vomited.
That might be tight. Because I'm trying to finish it before, because the second season of the HBO series comes out in mid-April. I'm trying to finish it before then. And I'm doing 2 to 3 hours at a time during the week on my streams. So like, I don't know if I'm going to get there in time. I might have to pick like a weekend day and just be like, I'm finishing this today right before it comes out.
I was going to say, you might have to marathon it. He said it's about 30, and I was just like, holy fuck. So that's for me, that's a big commitment.
That's a long game.
That's a long game. So I was just like, okay, well, it's at least a fun game. And and it's also one of those games where you get real deep into it. So when you are playing it, it doesn't feel like a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's not like one of those games where it's like you're grinding.
Yeah.
30-hour gameplay where you're grinding, kill me.
Yeah, this kind of has a little bit of that where it's like, cool, you have 12 days until your next major plot point. So go and spend that time however you want. And it's like you can go and try and level up or manage relationships or get different gear and get more money. And it's like,
keep the story moving.
Okay.
Keep
it pumping. Yeah, let's go here. So I want to finish this. It has some really engaging like gameplay mechanics and systems and things, but nothing, again, like super revolutionary. There's a new game that I'm curious to see if you would enjoy. I forget the name of it. It's a stupid name, but it is a turn-based style game.
Okay.
But the twist on that gameplay style is that it's also got like QTEs for each of the attacks and kind of like almost rhythm-esque. So you pick an attack, and instead of just being like, go hit him, and you sit there and watch it happen, you instruct them to do something, and then it flashes things on screen for you to do at certain times and patterns and those types of things.
You don't remember the name?
No, because it's a bad name. It's like Claire Obscure 33 Expedition or some shit. I actually might be.
It's not Infinity Nikki?
No.
Some of my friends are so deep in Infinity Nikki, and they're like, why aren't you playing? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just...
Is this it? Claire Obscure Expedition 33. This might be it. Yeah, it's a terrible name. I found myself. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's supposed to come out in mid-April, so maybe I'll just hop into that when I finish The Last of Us.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It looks really good. And then yeah, for me, it's the gameplay.
Is it PS5?
It's got to be.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's got to be. I'm curious.
Oh, I see the gameplay.
I'm eager. It looks cool. I hope that what they did is revolutionary enough to kind of shift that genre to be a little bit more enjoyable because,
oh my God,
yeah,
the
I'm
character
with you where
design
turn-based
is
fine. Turn-based is only fine at best. So
turn-based, yeah, turn-based is just mid for me. You know what game I really, if I may pivot, I texted you about this morning, Repo. I want to play Repo.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is. You're like, can we play this together? I've seen a couple of other streamers where I've been like, hey, who's online? Oh, they're playing Repo. But I have no idea what it is.
So I'm on Steam right now. So it says it's an early access. So where's the description? An online co-op horror game with up to 6 players. Locate valuable fully physics-based objects and handle them with care as you retrieve and extract to satisfy your creator's desires. But then also as you like grab these like high value items, like ghosts will come and chase you and you have to like run away from them without dropping this thing.
Yeah.
And the character design is just like, they look so funny. They're like these almost like Among Us characters in 3D, but they have these like extremely expressive eyes. So like when you drop something and you like look over at your friend, you look almost like guilty that you dropped it. So it just, it looks so funny. And like, and when you talk, your character's mouth opens and closes. So it looks like they're talking to you. It is first person, which like I don't live, laugh, love for, but like, I really want to play this with you because it looks fun.
Okay. I think this is right in line with, you keep picking games where there's such a high potential for us to yell at each other. You brought me another game that got announced a little while ago that was like a very similar vibe where it's like we pick up a sheet of glass and then we run with the glass. And when we break it, then we fail. And I'm like, that sounds like we're just going to try to murder each other. So
I think that I go into our games with love in my heart and fun. And I think that you, because
it's hard for
things to unpack.
It might be harder for one of us than it is for the other to.
You have seen my skills and how they have grown.
They've grown. But I still don't want to play games where we're just only exposing ourselves to these opportunities to fucking grind our teeth and try to kill each other.
I think it would be a fun game to play.
Also, Repo's made in Unity, so maybe I'll reach out and be like, hey, come talk to me on one of my work streams.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. It was all you.
No worries. You're worries. You're nervous. Overwhelmingly positive with over 30,000 reviews. We're playing this.
Yeah, it hit the Garithm.
The Garithm.
Yeah.
I'm going to add it to my cart right now.
Wow. You're going to spend that $13 right now?
No, I'm going to wait.
I'll put it on the company credit card. Don't worry.
Thanks, Daddy.
You bet. And with that being said, thank you everybody for making it to the end of this episode, listening to us, being here, hanging out, wherever you're listening. I appreciate it. Maybe tell a friend, bring them to the pod next time. And Juice is going to tell you where you can find us on socials.
And if you guys enjoyed today's episode and you want to watch our fun little clips so you can see our beautiful faces in person, because unfortunately you are not a part of our Patreon community, you can follow us on It Danger Pod on Instagram and see all of the fun little clips that Jackson works his cute little tushy off of. So follow us there. And if you are listening to us anywhere where you listen to podcasts, don't forget to give us a like, give us a comment. It helps boost us up on the algorithm just a bit so somebody is able to discover us organically. Because of you. Thank you guys so much. And we're going to see you next week where Jackson and I dive deep into the discussion of, is video game culture too woke?
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. All right. Bye, everyone.
Okay, have a great week.